You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto 24. You publish it, you'll sell it. And absolutely, that's what we wish. We wish you're having, so far so good, a very good morning. It is The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. We're here on 89.3 Cool FM, and it just happens to be Tuesday, the 6th of September. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock this morning. Plenty of things happening this morning. Tell you more about that a little bit later on. But starting us off, as we like to, some of the events relevant to the 6th of September. We've got Defence Day, or Army Day, being recognised, celebrated in Pakistan. Flag Day in Bonaire. Oh, here we go. United States are at it again. Very important one. National Coffee Ice Cream Day today in the United States. I like that one. And Unification Day today, that is being celebrated where? In Bulgaria.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
the best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
One way
You know, that was released back in 1979, believe it or not, one way or another, from Blondie, off of their 1978 album, Parallel Lines. And apparently, lyrically, the song was inspired by Blondie frontwoman Deborah Harry's experience with a stalker in the early 1970s, an incident which forced her, in actual fact, to move away from New Jersey. The song's music was composed by bassist Nigel Harrison, and introduced the Ventures-influenced track to keyboardist, a guy called Jimmy Destri. And I tell you what, I got good news. I went into Arosha the other day. Here, in fact, here, Christmas trees are there. Yep, you want your imitation Christmas tree? Now is the time to go.
Let's take our time tonight, girl. Above us all the stars are watching. There's no place I'd rather be in this world. Your eyes are where I'm lost in. Underneath the chandelier, we're dancing all alone. There's no reason to hide what we're feeling inside right now. So baby, let's just turn down the lights and close the door. Ooh, I love that dress, but you won't need it anymore. No, you won't need it no more. Let's just kiss till we're naked, baby. Versace on the
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight. And I think it's gonna be long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh no, 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 I'm a rocket man, burning out as soon as I hear it home. And I think it's gonna be cold as hell, and there's no one there to raise them. If you did, and all the science I don't understand is just my job.
You think it's going to be a long, long time? Rocket Man from Elton John. Before that, he was Versace on the floor from Bruno Mars. Breakfast Show time. Guess what? We're 15 minutes right now. That's after the hour of 6 o'clock. Time to do this. Yep. And get you on, get you in the showers. I tell you what, they're inspecting the gas in our building. First time for a long time. I had to have a cold shower this morning. Took me longer to get in it than it did to have it. Don't call me baby. That's what we got in the shower for you this morning. go, don't call her baby. Well, them, rather, not just her. But time to get you out of the shower, anyway. There we go, on your way to wherever it is you're going this morning. Have an absolutely wonderful Tuesday, boys and girls. 19 minutes right now after 6 o'clock. Don't Call Me Baby. It was a song by the Australian house music duo. They call themselves Madison Avenue. Taken from the first single from their only studio album, which was called The Polyester Embassy. Right, I tell you what, that song, it includes that bass line sample there from Mark Qualic, Idea. That was by Italo disco artist Pino D'Angio, which in turn is based on McFadden and Whitehead. Ain't no stopping us now. 20 minutes after 6, I'm going to go right through till 10 o'clock this morning. Come on, treat yourself. Turn up the volume. Kenny, late 1970s disco. McFadden and Whitehead. No stopping us now. Absolutely right. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 23 minutes right now after the hour. 6 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show.
Come, thinking I could. does it hurt all the time? Why must I hurt to feel something? Why must I hurt myself all the time? Why does it hurt?
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
In the summer of 16, was it love or nicotine that made us mellow on the 31st? It was honey paradise, just a pretty little lie, and it hit me when I saw you. Hand in hand, cold harbor night. Never take it easy on the PDA. Someone better want me like that someday. Shoulder to shoulder, smile with a brick sunshine. But you were that time when you were mine. Jelly and cola, don't even have to try. But you were that time when you were mine. When you were mine. Together, I had my hesitation, but I just can't hate them. You're breaking up.
When You Were Mine.
When You Were Mine.
Joy Crooks. Before that one, it was Mr. Will Young and Why Does It Hurt? Time on The Breakfast Show, 6:30.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
La Línea 1 del Metro pronto llegará a Villa Zahita, beneficiando a más de 300.000 residentes del área norte de la ciudad. Contará con una estación terminal con capacidad de 10.000 pasajeros por hora. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely. Time right now is, well, we're just making our way to 28 and a half minutes before 7. Let's take a look at some of the local news. We will be, of course, looking at this in more detail, 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. Starting off with the administrator of the Authority for Consumer Protection and Defense at Competition, ACODECO. This is Jorge Quintero. He said in the Budget Commission of the National Assembly that due to the change in the government's economic policies, the institution requires a larger budget than recommended to monitor the sale of food, fuel, and now medicine. For 2023, $9.2 million was assigned to ACODECO, much less than the budget for the current year, which was $9.7 million, which Quintero foresees that it will not be able to fill the function of protection and defense of consumers that the law assigns, in addition to the commitments of the agreements of the dialogue table. According to ACODECO's estimate, in order to operate in 2023, they require at least $12.5 million, which was the amount presented in the preliminary draft budget. The Ministry of Economy and Finance recommended a reduction of $3.3 million. The lawyer Ernesto Cedeño presented on Monday two legal actions in the Supreme Court of Justice which have to do with Executive Decree No. 215. This was of the 1st of September, through which the Citizen Commission Against Corruption was formed. Well, said commission will be made up of two representatives of the Bastion of Struggle of Eastern Chirikan, the Ngambi Boogli people, two representatives of the United People of For Life Alliance, and two representatives of the National Alliance for the Rights of Organized Peoples, and will be under the coordination of the National Authority for Transparency and Access to Information. Well, in the lawsuit, Cedeño asked the court to suspend the effects of the act since one of the functions of the aforementioned commission compromises with what was already established in the provision that created the Council for the National Consultation of Development, Law No. 20 of 2008. At least 11 people have been arrested on Monday. This was for their alleged link to the commission of financial crimes through the modalities of phishing and SIM swapping. Well, the so-called Operation SIM Swapping consisted of 14 raids carried out in the provinces of Panama, that's in the center of Panama, Panama West, and Colón, detailed the first superior prosecutor against organized crime, Elmeldo Marquez. Marquez said that among those apprehended who were due to be taken before a court of guarantees, there are nationals and also foreigners. More information about that later on this morning. In order for them to be investigated, this is another story, the National Authority for Transparency and Access to Information sent 15 files to the Public Ministry and the Comptroller General of the Republic. According to ANPAI, these files were sent to the aforementioned entities because they are possible acts of corruption typified in the penal code of the country. In a statement released on Monday, ANPAI explained that the entity's legal advisory office detailed that 7 files were sent to the Public Ministry for possible crimes of abuse of authority. The candidates for free application keep their foot on the accelerator in search of the largest number of support signatures to achieve a chance on the ballot for the general elections of May 2024. Now, during the first 3 weeks of the official period for collecting signatures of support, they have managed to obtain 193,384, apparently. This is according to data from the Electoral Tribunal published on its website on the morning of yesterday, the 5th of September. It says here, for the position of President, the pre-candidate for free candidacy and current deputy of the Democratic Revolutionary Party, Zula Rodriguez, heads the list from August the 15th to date. She has collected 10,976 signatures, followed by the lawyer Francisco Paco Carriera with 7,844. In third place, the former minister and former deputy, Meliton Arocha, with 6,122. Arocha displaced Eduardo Quiroz in this third week. The latter has collected 5,977. When you add those up, starting with 10,007, then 6, then 5, who got, they said had 193,000 signatures or something. Somebody's got a lot more, haven't they, really, if you work it out. And lastly this morning, Solaris Barba finally received the crown of Miss Universe Panama 2022, months after receiving the title. The 23-year-old model and television presenter was crowned by the president of the Miss Universe Panama organization. This is Ricardo Canto at a gala held at the Vasco Núñez de Balboa on Friday, the 2nd of September. That's it. More information on those stories later on this morning at 8 and 9 o'clock. Talking about the time, we're just making our way to 23 minutes, and that's before the hour of 7 o'clock.
With Jerry D.
that way.
I don't wanna get a kick, a kick your habit, cause you never quit.
That way.
I don't wanna get a kick.
That is Def Leppard. Their single came out a few months ago called Kick. Before that, Rancho Azul from Calexico here on The Breakfast Show. This is The Foundations.
tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
Everybody's gonna jump for joy. Come on. All the pigeons gonna run to him. Come on without. Gets here, everybody's gonna wanna doze. Come on without.
Maybe Now That I Found You from the Foundations was the first of those two. The second one, Manfred Mann and Mighty Quinn. I tell you, it's got a little bit of a story about that one. Quinn the Eskimo, or as we know it, the Mighty Quinn, it was a folk rock song. It was written by Bob Dylan and first recorded during the Basement tape session. This was back in 1967. The song was recorded in December and it first released in January of 68 as Mighty Quinn. By whom? By the British band Manfred Mann, and became a great success. It's been recorded by a number of performers now, often under the Mighty Quinn title. The subject of the song is the arrival of Quinn, an Eskimo, who changes despair into joy and chaos into rest, and attracts attention from the animals as well. Well, Dylan is widely believed to have derived the title character from actor Anthony Quinn's role as an Eskimo in the 1960 movie The Savage Innocents. Well, Dylan has also been quoted as saying that the song was nothing more than a simple nursery rhyme. And tell you what, we're always talking about covers here on The Breakfast Show, aren't we? I came across this and I was rummaging through my collection yesterday. Comes from Komodo.
I keep looking for something I can't get. Broken hearts lie all around me and I don't see an easy way to get out of it. Her diary sits on the bedside table. The curtains are closed, the cat's in the cradle. And who would have thought that a boy like me could come to this?
Must have been some kind of kid. I stood and watched.
I'm a name on the list. I try to be discreet, but then blow it again. I've lost and found, it's my final mistake. She's loving by proxy, no giving or take. Cause I have been thrilled to fantasy one too many times.
Komodo. Yes, that's a cover by Komodo of course, I Just Died in Your Arms, from originally the Cutting Crew. And I like it. It's a little bit different. So, yeah, congratulations, Komodo. And I Just Died in Your Arms. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we are 6.5 minutes exactly before the hour. 7 o'clock, don't forget, top of the hour, we will take a look at some of the international news for this morning. 7.30, some of the international business news. In between, we'll take a look at the weather. What I can tell you, looking out the studio window, cloudy, possibly partially cloudy. We'll have to find out. We'll have to wait till the sun gets up and see if the blind goes down, which is very good. I think Yasmin does it because it saves me looking at all the dust in the studio when the sun comes out. Moody Blues, as you probably know by now, one of my favourite groups of all time. This track is called Say It With Love. That was called Say It With Love from the Moody Blues. We're about 3 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. Squeeze one more in. This comes from the Steve Miller Band. Serenade. You might as well sing along then. Guest coming in later on this morning. I'm going to tell you more about that within the next half hour.
Did you see the lights?
Go, yes, serenading themselves off there. The Steve Miller Band and Serenade. We're just after the hour of 7 o'clock. I tell you what, just want to remind you, if you're looking for a new TV, our friends at Enquanto 24, don't forget, they can help you with the biggest high-sense TVs that you want and the lowest prices as well here in Panama now on Enquanto 24. Go and check them out. And also remember, with the service entrega a domicilio, you get free delivery and 10% off. Only at Encuentro 24. And don't forget, got that car? Want to get rid of that quick? Encuentro 24. Tell you more about that later. Right, time on The Breakfast Show. We're just going to take our little call sign.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
There you go. You are listening to The Breakfast Show here on Cool FM 89.3 with me, Jerry D. Right, some of the international news for this Tuesday morning. Canadian police on Monday found one of the suspects in a mass stabbing spree dead, while the other suspect, his brother, was still on the run and may be injured, according to officials. Now, the brothers, Damien and Miles Sanderson, are suspected of murdering 10 people and wounding 18 in a stabbing rampage that devastated an indigenous community in Saskatchewan on Sunday, in a country unaccustomed to outbreaks of mass violence. And it is Canada's largest manhunt. This is now extended into its third day on Tuesday, with hundreds of officers searching now for the lone surviving suspect in the stabbing spree. Miles Sanderson, 30, remained on the loose and possibly injured, police said, after they found his brother Damien Sanderson, 31, dead in a grassy area in the James Smith Cree Nation, say, in Saskatchewan on Monday. Terrible story. Chinese firefighters worked in treacherous terrain on Tuesday to help evacuate more than 11,000 people after a magnitude of 6.8 quake struck China's mountainous southwestern province in Sichuan a day earlier, killing at least 66 people. State media footage taken at the epicenter in Lunding County showed firefighters stretchering an injured person across a makeshift bridge built with tree trunks as muddy torrents raged below them. Taiwan's government expressed its condolences to China on Tuesday for an earthquake in Sichuan province and said that it was ready to send rescuers in a sign of goodwill to Beijing despite weeks of military tensions. Boris Johnson bowed out as the British Prime Minister today, Tuesday, ending a tumultuous 3 years in office and bequeathing his successor Liz Truss a daunting list of problems to tackle. Johnson, who was forced out of office by his own Conservative Party over a series of scandals, urged the country to come together and back his successor. After making a farewell speech outside Downing Street, he left London to travel to Scotland and tender his resignation to Queen Elizabeth. Truss will also travel to the monarch's castle in north-east Scotland and be asked to form a government. President Vladimir Putin on Monday approved a new foreign policy doctrine based around the concept of a, wait for it, a Russian world, a notion that conservative ideologues have used to justify intervention abroad in support of Russian speakers. The 31-page humanitarian policy, published more than 6 months into the war in Ukraine, says Russia should protect, safeguard, and advance the traditions and ideals of the Russian world. United States President Joe Biden on Monday said that Russia should not be designated a state sponsor of terrorism, a label that Ukraine has pushed for amid Russia's ongoing invasion, while Moscow has warned it would rupture U.S.-Russian ties. Asked if Russia would be designated a state sponsor of terrorism, Biden told reporters at the White House, no. Some U.S. lawmakers have also pressed for the designation. United States intelligence has assessed that Moscow is buying millions of artillery shells and rockets from North Korea, the New York Times reported, on the heels of reports that the Russian military has begun using Iranian-made drones. U.S. officials said that they could confirm that the New York Times reporting was accurate, and that additional Russian purchases of North Korean military equipment were expected. Sojo, and this is a good one to finish off with this morning, Soji Morimoto has what some people would see as a dream job. He gets paid to do, well, pretty much nothing. The 38-year-old Tokyo resident charges 10,000 yen, that's about $71, per booking to accompany clients and simply exist as a companion. Basically, I rent myself out. My job is to be wherever my clients want me to be and to do nothing in particular. Morimoto told Reuters, adding that he had handled some 4,000 sessions in the past 4 years. A missed opportunity for me there, I think. If anybody wants to rent me out to do nothing, I'll be more than happy. Some people say, what do you mean you're talking about? You're already doing nothing. Thank you very much. This is George Harrison. Time for a little bit of mantra, I think. Dara Dun is what it's called.
One direction takes years, another takes you days.
Karaoke song. I think I could probably manage that one. Deradun, or Done, by George Harrison. Right, I'll tell you what, guests that are coming in this morning, I'll start off by telling you about what we're going to be talking about in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. You're going to be very happy to have with us Sarina Van Vass, and she's a lawyer, activist, and founder of the Movimiento Mimar, and she's written a kiddies book about that as well, Planeta Terra. We've been talking with Sarina later on this morning. Also, apart from all that, she's an aspiring politician, so we'll be finding out what that's all about as well. So Sarina Van Vass is going to be with me, and that is in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. Now, in the last hour, yeah, in the 9 o'clock hour, I've got to think where I am, we're going to be talking with Amanda Chu. Okay, she's going to be chatting with us this morning. And Amanda is she's going to be talking about, it's coming up, this is APROCHIPA, the Association of Chinese Panamanian Professionals, APROCHIPA. She is going to be chatting to us about events that they've got coming up, which are going to be very interesting as well. So that's all coming up this morning on the Breakfast Show here on 89.3 Cool FM. 11 minutes right now, that's after the hour of 7 o'clock.
J'ai comme un poison dans les veines. Y'a mon âme coincée sous les verres. Et dans ma bouche, un goût amer. Je rêve seule avec mes acouphènes. T'as mis mon cœur en quarantaine. Mon amour, tu m'as mise à terre. Aveugle et sourde et sans repère. Je te pardonne pour mon cœur fracassé. Je te pardonne pour tout ce que tu m'as fait. Je te pardonne d'avoir tout niqué. Je te pardonne, je voudrais oublier. Je me sens conne. J'aurais pas pensé, j'abandonne. Je mets tout de côté, tu m'étonnes. Que l'amour fait crever, je te pardonne. Je te pardonne, je te pardonne. Je
sens si seul. Mes rêves s'effondrent, ils tirent la gueule. Notre lit devient comme un cercueil. Mes pleurs se fondent avec la table. La nuit est longue, je me sens minable. Mes rêves s'effondrent et je pète un câble. Dans notre chambre, je vois même le diable. Je te pardonne pour mon cœur fracassé. Je te pardonne pour tout ce que tu m'as fait. Je te pardonne d'avoir tout niqué. Je te pardonne, je voudrais oublier. Je me sens conne, j'aurais pas pensé. J'abandonne, je mets tout de côté. Tu m'étonnes que l'amour fait crever. Je te pardonne, je te pardonne. J'ai broyé bien plus que du noir sur la palette de la douleur. Toutes les variantes du désespoir. Y'a toi qui peux me consoler. Pourtant c'est toi qui m'as blessé. C'est plus pareil, je nous vois flou. Je sens son odeur sur tes genoux. Je suis comme un soldat fusillé. J'ai pas vu l'ennemi arriver. Mais j'ai appris à prendre les coups. Je compte bien me battre jusqu'au bout. Je te pardonne, on va tout reconstruire. Je te pardonne, je sais qu'on va guérir. Je te pardonne, je peux pas faire autrement. Je te pardonne, ça sera beau comme avant. Je te pardonne, accroche-toi à mes bras, abandonne tous les manèges à trois, je m'en tamponne. Du temps que ça prendra, je te pardonne, je te pardonne, je te pardonne. Je te pardonne.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
What you gonna do if nobody cares for you? What you gonna do if nobody cares for you? Listen, here's what I got to show you. I'm a player and I got to know you. Here is what I got to show you. I'm a player and I got to know you. Change your mind for good, 'cause you don't know where you really wanna be. The only thing that's left for me is to tell you how it used to be. So home is where the heart is, baby, and a little something by the beach, with the people you love so much and the people you can always reach. So tell me, do you know where you really wanna be? Don't forget how it used to be. Do you know where you really wanna be? Don't forget how it used to be. You love that life full of love. You love that life full of harmony. You love that life full of love. You love that life full of harmony. If nobody cares for you, what you gonna do?
If nobody cares for you,
what you gonna do? If nobody cares for you, what you gonna do? If nobody cares for you, don't forget how it used to be. You love that life full of love, love that life full of harmony. So you felt how it used to be. Hey, I'm a player and I got to know ya. If you change your mind for good, ya. So the only thing that's left for me is to tell you how it used to be.
it too, if nobody cares for you. What you gonna do, if nobody cares for you.
The first of those two, a little bit of French for this morning, Je te pardonne, and that was from Hoshi. This is Volker. Living down here in the beaches. What you gonna do? Well, just enjoy yourself and relax, I would think. 18 minutes right now. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. What we're going to do right now is take a look at the weather for this morning. If you haven't done it yet, whether or not you should get out of bed. We're going over to Costa Rica in the province of Colón, as we do. We're looking at 32 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature over there, with 23 the minimum. It's going to feel quite warm at 38 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, and the relative humidity is at 85%. Isolated showers during the course of this morning, isolated rains and thunderstorm in the afternoon, and partially cloudy tonight. Moving across the isthmus to West Panama, pretty much the same, 32 degrees Celsius, maximum temperature with 24 minimum. Same type of thermal sensation, 38 degrees Celsius is what it'll feel like, with 84% relative humidity. Partially cloudy this morning, with isolated rains and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and isolated showers tonight. Moving up, us here in the metropolitan area, what can we expect? Pretty much the same, 32 degrees Celsius max, 24 degrees Celsius minimum, 38 degrees thermal sensation with 84% relative humidity. It's pretty much the same for everybody today. Not too much suffering. We've got partially cloudy during the course of this morning. No doubt isolated rains and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and tonight it will be partially cloudy. Now, if you're going out into the Gulf, or perhaps you're out there already on the Perlis Islands, let's see what we've got for you. 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 23 the minimum. No change there, but their thermal sensation is the last of mild discomfort. Yes, 39 degrees Celsius is what the thermal sensation will be, with 88% relative humidity. Partially cloudy this morning, you've got it, isolated rains and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and isolated showers tonight. So there we go. There's your forecast. Moving now on to maritime conditions. Let's start off with the tides for today. On the Pacific, we've got two down and one up. Two low tides, one high tide. First low tide, that was at 5:22 this morning, and that was 1.25 metres. High tide will be at 11:41 this morning, 4.18 metres. And the last low tide, that will be at 6:10 tonight, and that will be 0.91 of a metre. On the Caribbean, we've got a full set, two down and two up. The first low tide, 3:37 this morning is when it was, and that was minus 0.06 of a metre. The high tide, that's going to be, just before 9 o'clock, 8:51 this morning, and that'll be 0.09 of a metre. Low tide, the last one, that will be at 1:07 in the afternoon, and that will be, well, flat at zero. And the ultimate high tide, that will be at 8:42 tonight, and that'll be 0.43 of a metre. So there you go. There are your tides for today. Now, let's take a look at the actual sort of sea conditions, starting on the Caribbean. We're looking at good conditions this morning, 5 to 10 kilometres an hour from the southwest, and 1 foot is the wave height for this morning. In the afternoon, the good conditions are prevailing, 5 to 10 kilometres an hour. The wind directional change to the northwest. Waves, they're going to remain at 1 foot. Moving over to the Pacific. I'm sorry, I can't get my head around it. It says a small craft advisory, but you've got winds of 4 to 8 kilometres an hour from the west and 4 foot waves. So it's not really that much, just keep telling you. I don't understand it. We'll have to get somebody in to talk to us about it, I think, one day. In the afternoon, situation is the same. You've got a small craft advisory, 4 to 8 kilometres an hour winds coming from the southwest with 4 foot waves. So there we go. Small craft advisories on the Pacific, all clear on the Caribbean. But there we go. That's it. Now, what have I got for you next? Oh, music-wise, how about Mr. George Ezra? Yes, green, green grass. You get that when you get plenty of rain, don't you?
But she moves like lightning, and she counts to three. Then she turns out all the lights and says she's coming for me. Now put your hands up, this is a heist. And there's no one in here living gonna make it out alive. Load it up when the sun comes down. Getaway car for two young lovers. Me and the girl straight out of town. Over the hills and undercover, undercover, undercover. Green, green grass, blue, blue sky. You said it's a party on the day that I die. Green, green grass, blue, blue sky. You said it's a party on the day that I die. We go together, Adam and Eve. But the girl is so much more than just another apple thief. Yeah, she's a genius, watch and learn. Your lovers, me and the girl straight out of town. Over the hills and undercover, undercover, undercover. She said, green, green grass, blue, blue sky. You said it's a party on the day that I die. Green, green grass, blue, blue sky. You said it's a party on the day that I die.
Are you ready to go? Tonight is
yes. So while we're still young, that's Sophie Ellis-Bextor there, following on from George Ezra's Green Grass. Time on The Breakfast Show. I can do this.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. Good evening. Welcome to Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge. Allow me to share with you today's specials. Bangkok noodles with beef and shrimp in a garlic pepper sauce, pineapple fried rice with raisins, cashews and diced vegetables, and tom kha. This is our famous traditional Thai coconut milk hot and sour soup with seafood combination.
Whoa.
See, honey? I told you you would like it. They have the type of food you like and vegan options for me.
It's hard for me to admit, but you were right.
Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge, open from 12 to 11 p.m. in San Francisco. Calle 66 with Calle 50. PH, The Towers.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Absolutely. Do pop along to Encuentro 24. And also, don't forget to pop along to Avantika as well. I haven't had my breakfast yet. Sounded all rather nice. Right, something else for you to put in your little brains for this morning. If your car is 2010 or newer, all right, 2010 or newer, if you say that you listen to this mention on The Breakfast Show with Jerry D., you'll get a free full inspection on your car, which is worth $50 with our friends at Valley Motors. Yep. All you got to do is contact them today at their WhatsApp on 6431-0419. All right. Just give them a call. Say, here, I hear that if my car is 2010 or newer, you will give it a good inspection. And they'll say, yes, we'll do that for you. All right. So remember, give them a WhatsApp, 6431-0419. That's Valley Motors.
Valley Motors.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
And it's great to be with you this morning. It is Tuesday, boys and girls. It is the 6th of September. Christmas trees in Arusha. Saw them yesterday. All right? Just in case you want to. It won't be long, will it? Right, let's see. We're coming to 28 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Taking a look at some of the international business news. Especially, don't forget, the US was closed yesterday. So we'll have to see what happens when the markets open up. But European stock markets, the euro and the pound, all clawed higher on Tuesday as previously surging gas prices slipped back 10%. Although government bond market costs continue to rise and Japan's yen hit a fresh 24-year low. The mood was notably calmer after Monday's spooked reaction to Moscow's latest gas supply cuts. There was also hope that Britain's new Prime Minister, Liz Truss, would launch an instant relief package there. But the wounds from spiralling energy costs were plain to see in the markets. Even the euro's 0.45% morning rise couldn't get it above parity. The stocks 600 index bounce was modest at 0.25%, while Italy's bond yields held near 4% on bets the European Central Bank will have to hike rates by a record 0.75 later this week. Now, maybe it's natural that we take a bit of a breather here, but it's hard to see whether the good news will come from. Abron Investment Director James Athley has been quoted as saying, United States stocks looked set to open higher after Monday's Labor Day holiday, while China's yuan clawed off a more than two-year low in Asia after Beijing's latest stimulus effort had cut FX reserves requirements once again. The main stock markets there had, well, they had barely budged, though MSCI's gauge of Asia-Pacific stocks outside of Japan finished 0.02% in the red, and Tokyo's Nikkei ended almost exactly where it started. Russia's biggest natural gas pipeline to Europe will not resume pumping until Siemens Energy repairs faulty equipment. Gazprom's deputy chief executive Vitaly Markelov told Reuters on Tuesday. Europe is facing its worst gas supply crisis ever, with energy prices soaring and German importers even discussing possible rationing in the European Union's biggest economy. This was after Russia reduced flows westwards. German airline Lufthansa said that it would make an improved offer to pilots on Tuesday in a bid to stop an escalation of a wage dispute after the union said it would go on strike again this week. The announcement by the Beringung Cockpit Pilots Union follows a strike last week that caused the cancellation of hundreds of flights, further plaguing a summer of travel chaos. Passenger pilots will strike on Wednesday and Thursday, and cargo pilots from Wednesday through Friday, said the union, which groups more than 5,000 pilots. And oil did fall on Tuesday after a two-day rally as concern returned about weaker demand and the prospect of more interest rate hikes, trumping support for OPEC Plus's first output target cut since 2020. New COVID-19 lockdowns in China have added to worries that high inflation and rate hikes will hit demand. The European Central Bank is widely expected to lift rates sharply when it meets on Thursday. Brent crude was down $2.33, or 2.4%, at $93.41. This was at 9:40 GMT. U.S. West Texas Intermediate, WTI, that fell from Monday's trading to $87.02. This was up 15 cents from Friday's close. And there was no settlement on Monday, the U.S. Labor Day holiday. And lastly, Bitcoin's been called a lot of things. Buzzy, beguiling, baffling, even bogus, but never boring. Yet of late, it's been eerily subdued. The king of the swingers has been uncharacteristically treading water for days at around $20,000 and hasn't ventured far beyond that since June. That spells trouble for traders and exchanges that profit from Bitcoin's wild price lurches and is opening the door to its arch rival, either which is preparing to up its crypto game by moving to a MENA and Lina blockchain. And that's it. There we go. Some of the international news, or international business news for you this morning, which has brought us to just after 24 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock.
If it's magic, then why can't it be everlasting? Like the sun that always shines, like the poet's endless rhyme, like the galaxies in time. If it's pleasing, then why can't it be never leaving? Like the day that never fails, like on seashores there are shells, like the time that always tells. It holds the key to every heart throughout the universe. It fills you up without a bite and quenches every thirst. Oh, if it's special, then with it why aren't we as careful? Making sure we dress in style, posing pictures with a smile, keeping danger from a child. It holds the key to every heart throughout the universe. It fills you without a bite and quenches every thirst. So if it's magic, why can't we make it everlasting, like the lifetime of the sun? It will leave no heart undone, for there's enough for everyone.
Yes, take a nice deep breath after that one. If It's Magic from Stevie Wonder. And before that, Elton John together with Taron Egerton. And I'm Gonna Love Me Again. If you are keeping eye on the time, 17 minutes right now, exactly before the hour of 7 o'clock here on 89.3, Cool FM, 89.3. Yes, that's where we are. Right, now, I tell you what, I just took in a little rummage. This is a sort of, you know, if you have a senior moment, we have to be pretty careful when you have it. It's a criminal, if a criminal has one, especially. It says here, when a criminal has a senior moment, it rarely ends well. In Brunswick in Georgia, a forger cashed a stolen check at a bank. When police confronted him later, he protested his innocence. He pointed out that the signature on the front of the check didn't look anything like his handwriting at all. Well, unfortunately, the handwriting on the back was a different story because, well, he'd actually endorsed the check to himself. Yes, with his real name. Yes, there you go. Right, back to the music. Wind of Change. Jefferson Starship.
Yeah.
because one's got a weasel and other's got a flag. One's on the pole, shove the other in a bag with the rerun shows and the cocaine doja, the daytime crap of the folk singer's club. He hung himself with a guitar string, a slab of turkey neck, and it's hanging from a pigeon wing. But get right if you can't relate, trade the cash for the beat, for the body, for the hate. And my time is a piece of wax falling on a termite, it's choking on the splinters. So
there we go, that is Beck and Loser. Don't forget, joining me in the next hour, Serena Van Vass will be coming in to chat with us this morning. And let me see, what else have I got for you? We've got a guest in the last hour, I'll tell you more about that a little bit later. Take us up the top of the hour, got a couple of tracks, started with this one from, well, you've got it, Fleetwood Mac, it's called Albatross. Thank you. ago, two interesting instrumentals there. Started off, of course, Albatross, Fleetwood Mac, absolute classic. This one, Sons of a Witch, Dark Swamp. If you're keeping an eye on the time, well, we're just about 3 minutes away from the top of the hour, and we'll be looking at the local news. There we go. ABBA, take us up to the top of the hour. And that was When You Danced With Me. And that's exactly where we are. We're right up there at the top, 8 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentra 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Have the best weekend plan for you. This and every Friday, visit Abantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge and enjoy their happy hour with 50% discount off cocktails and starters. Starting at 4 p.m, order everything from a pisco sour and a margarita to mussels and shrimp wontons at half the regular price. And on Saturdays and Sundays, bottomless mimosas for $15. Abantika at PH Towers, Calle 66 and Calle 50. We're waiting for you with free parking and our pet-friendly terrace.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Ho! Brothers and sisters,
want to welcome you back to life. Back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter. Hallelujah.
How can it be that you love the most unlovable part of me? Of me. How could you see your life was the only gift I left for me to be free? It's amazing with you. I win even if I lose. Everything's working for my good for a way.
Come on.
He saved the day.
Woo.
He will come through. We all know that's not what superheroes do.
Hallelujah.
No.
If you need me, you know what. Just pretend I'm right there with you. And I'll come flying to you again. All the crying is true. Oh, I will hold you and love you again. But until then, we'll just pretend.
You doing? What a beautiful day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day in the neighborhood. Would you be my neighbor, huh? Wow, it's a great morning. Hey, we got some blue fluffy clouds out here. At least it's not raining. That's a good sign. Yes, indeed. I'm standing out in the middle of the street. I tell you, that's something I forgot you could do, except when we were in quarantine. You could stand out in the middle of the street and there's no cars coming in either direction. You feel pretty safe. It's kind of amazing. And I'm feeling that right now. Pretty safe. Pretty, oh, spectacular mountain. Hello there. Oh, I got lots of mountains around here. Hey, there's Tortuga. Hi, Tortuga. How are you? Yes, it is a beautiful day in the neighborhood. We're hoping that it stays that way. Again, wee bit chilly. Our temperatures are dropping again. Not sure what that's all about, but because of the rain yesterday, whew, I'm sure that has something to do with it. Let's see. These impatiens out front are doing just fine, but the, oh, what are those called? I don't even know, but they're supposed to have pretty little flowery blooms and they don't. There is the belladonna, and over there are these wonderful tropical kind of flowers. Not really sure what they're called, but they're yellow and red, and the hummingbirds just love sucking on them, I'll tell you. Oof. They start out like a straight shot down, and then they open up their wings. They're just beautiful. They're so colorful. They're not the bird of paradise, but I think they're in that same family. I've had to tie my bird of paradise up because they're leaning over in my pathway. So I have to tie them up so I don't walk into them and knock them around. Because they're so pretty. And it's so cool that they're just outside the window so I could see the hummingbirds when they come around. Did you know? Oh, maybe that will be Freaky Friday Fun Facts. The story about hummingbirds. I saw a documentary on them and their tongues and their beaks. And oh my goodness, they have such an amazing life. And it is incredible how they swarm around here and all the flowers we have. These palm trees out here up front, these are the ones that the toucans come for. So they're starting to get full and full of beans. They're fully green, so as soon as they change color, I imagine the toucans will be back. Well, today's Tuesday, tomorrow's Wednesday, humpity hump 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 day, and we'll hope to have something humpity hump to share with you. All right, back to you in the studio!
Golden day.
Sam, Matt Bianco and Golden Days here on this morning's breakfast show. We've had three in a row, in actual fact. We had Just Pretend from Elvis Presley. And before that, well, I can't remember what it was. That seems a long time ago because I've been chatting already. We've been very busy here. That's why we've been listening to a lot of music. Chatting with my guest, Sarina Van Vass. Good morning, Sarina.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. I hope everybody's doing great.
So far, so good.
Yes,
yep,
yes.
Yes. Hey, first of all, welcome. And you're just saying we're sort of fairly close. We're neighbors. You live up the street.
Yes.
So no traffic problems this morning.
Yeah, I came in my Vespa 1 minute really fast. I'm like, I love the motorcycle. It's the best for
you. You like the Vespa?
Yes,
really?
I do.
I mean, I think you're very brave.
Well, I am brave, but I think it's braver for the people who go and buy gas right now.
So tell me about it.
It's the way of making it work.
Because I no longer got back and I hadn't done anything about it, so I went to fill up my car the other day and I hadn't registered for the... So it was $67 to fill the car up.
I know. That's what happened with my car. It used to be like $35, $40, and now it's $70. And I'm like, okay, going back to the motorcycle.
I mean, I'd like to get around with a Vespa because a Vespas are nice and easy to sort of run around. But the trouble isn't you. The trouble is people like me that are in their cars.
Or the holes that look like if we're in the moon.
No, absolutely. Don't let's get on that topic. It'll be half an hour gone before we know it. Listen, we've got so many things to talk about. So look here, you're a lawyer.
Yes.
What's your speciality? Corporate lawyer.
Yeah, I don't like family. I don't like because it's really hard to see like everything going around. So I go on the soft side. Well, soft side, but. Yeah, and I'm also an environmentalist lawyer, so I go...
Oh, okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And you're a founder of the Movimiento Mimar.
Yes, the Fundación Movimiento Mimar. It's going... We have almost 4 years, years anniversary, and we are an environmental foundation, or an ONG, that teaches children... environmental education with different projects like beach cleaning.
Right.
We do murals made out of the bottle caps.
Okay.
We also go to some businesses to tell them like how can they be more sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
We really try to mix art with the learning factor because we've seen it's much funner for the children.
Sure.
So we've done a lot of projects, and it's been going around for quite some time, and it's been fun. But it's also been very eye-opening to the situation of sustainability in Panama, that we really need to get it like going more prioritized because we're really stepping back. So we're doing it that with the children, that is the most important thing in Panama, and they're the most important seeds that we need to care and we need to, like, teach because they're going to receive the impact of climate change and all the problems that the generations before didn't actually understand.
Right. I mean, it's interesting, talking about art, and we're teaching with art as well, making things with bottle caps. I don't know, do you know what I mean by a quilt?
That's the other thing.
You know, people like to sort of make those with different patches or whatever. You could make a quilt out of old face masks now, couldn't you?
Because
the new pollution.
It is the new pollution because it's the same pattern we have with everything. Like, for example, if you take a bottle, like the... 85% of what we pick up in the beach is plastic.
Mm-hmm.
So you just added one more object, that is the mask, because it's the same pattern of the way of life of the most humans. Like, we really are creating too much trash.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, we could make a quilt out of the mask, but you can make anything out of used things, like our grandfathers or great-grandfathers used to really protect what they had. Like, for example, if you had a shoe, you wouldn't throw it away because it was so hard to get another one. And actually, the shoe worked, so you just fixed it. So right now, we're in a moment where we throw things because it's easier to get them.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes trash, and you're getting materials that actually they really pollute. For example, plastic, like we could totally go a little bit more chill on the plastic, but we have it in everything. Like, if you buy something, it has minimum 3 pieces of plastic.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a material that's really hard to do, like finish the recycling circle. So we really need to start like educating people that there is another option, and we have to take it slow on the trash we are making. And that's why I did the book, for the children's book.
Seems we've got a problem here. I mean, we talk about trash, and we mentioned this a few times on the program, is firstly, there needs to be, again, like you said, with the kids, there needs to be education to do with trash, not just overthrowing in the beaches, but, I mean, in the city. We want to be a tourist thing. I took pictures. I'll show them with you later. I walked down to Multicentro.
Horrible.
And the bridge that goes over. I mean, I'm sick to death because you go, every single step has got rubbish on it.
Totally.
And you look down at one just in front of the, you know, where the side where Rocha is there. There's piles of trash just piled up. Where's the pride? I mean, we don't have any pride in our city. You want tourists to come here?
And the problem is that we go back to the factor of education that is something that has been really, really going, like, not to a good side of Panama. Like, we have previous generations that haven't received good education, and we're receiving now even worse. And when you talk about education, environmental education is in that you know, circle. And we don't know how to recycle. Like, people really don't know what is recycling or what is reuse, but they also don't have the facility to start recycling. For example.
Oh no, absolutely.
For example, you need a car to take all the recycled things to the centros de acopio, or like the recycling centers. And many people don't have cars, and you need to make it accessible for everybody.
But this is coming back to the same thing which I say, which, you know, I told you earlier on, you know, we have Edison Brostein here sometimes, and boy, he always gets his ear bent. But you've got to privatize. You've got to privatize the collection of rubbish. It's as simple as that, because there are people that will make money out of it. Okay, what do? You privatize it, it gives more jobs, you have more equipment, you have recycling where you have the opportunity to put stuff out in your street or out of your house and put it in for recycling. But then they recycle properly. They take the rubbish, they dismantle it all, they take what they can. A lot of it might be sent abroad because it's can be recycled or whatever. And then what they do with the rubbish, what's left over, they burn it off. When they burn it off, they generate electricity.
Yes. You know? That could be an answer, and that is something that is is happening in Panama, but in a very, very lower scale. Actually, it is the private sector that is doing the recycling, but it has to be there has to be a balance, because people are also paying for the government to pick up their trash, and they're not doing it.
No, we're here, for instance.
Exactly.
We're paying for an independent company to pick up our trash because the government's not doing it.
Exactly. They don't come and pick it up on time. And they keep on receiving it, because if you stop paying your taxes, you get in trouble. But if they don't come for the trash, nothing happens.
You don't get a rebate.
It's really unjust for people. And, there must be like a united, like a synergy. I don't know. It has to be on the both sides. Obviously the private part is very, very important. But the government, in this case, the Autoridad CEO, needs to step up the game and understand that there are sectors in Panama which are the ones that make a lot of trash and don't have the education to understand that if you throw it in the river, it makes it pollute.
Mm-hmm.
They also have to pick the trash there. They can't leave the trash.
Well, no, the trash just has to be picked up by somebody else.
It has to be picked up.
And then they take it to Cerro Patacón.
And the problem is that Cerro Patacón
is full.
So we have a problem of we're making too much trash. And we also have a problem that we don't have a plan for the future years. So we keep on making trash, and we don't have a real plan. Mm-hmm. But the truth, Jerry, and we were saying it before, we're only 5 million people. I think we don't have the censo yet, so we don't really know how much we are. But we are really small. We could be a very, very sustainable country. Panama has money. We have money coming inside of the canal.
Panama doesn't have as much money as people have the money.
Exactly. Well,
so that's, you know,
there is investment that can be made, but people are also leaving because they're scared of what's happening in Panama. The corruption is getting in the way of people feeling safe in their own country. And when you have people feeling unsafe in their own country, the problems start. Because there is a lot of distrust. You don't trust the other person. People are going around looking ways to survive, and many times these ways of surviving are not the best because people are just working on or trying to survive and they don't do like really good stuff. So that's why you see people stealing, and I don't even want to go inside to talk about what's happening in the asamblea or in the ejecutivo, because that keeps on going around. Nothing happens, so people are getting disappointed, and that's why they don't want to get involved, because they're disappointed.
Well, every time we have a new election, we get very optimistic. And then,
yes.
But listen, what I want to do is I want to talk about this, okay? This, because we're talking about instruments of education, and you've got this book, Nega Es Hogar. Tell us a little bit about it, because the illustrations are brilliant. The story.
Brilliant. Ambar Calvo, my friend, did them, and we did this book, for children's book, actually, in the pandemic, when it was the worst time, when we were really closed down. So I called her, and I actually saw her pictures in Instagram, and, you know, I texted her, and I'm saying, hey, I love your work. I really want to do a children's book, because I'm here closed down, and I'm really having a hard time, my mental health, I really want to help, so I want to do something, so when I go out back in the streets, I have something in my hand that I can give back to society. So we started doing this book, and it turned out beautifully. Nega es Hogar, y nuestro Nega es el planeta Tierra, so the title is in Spanish, but Nega is a word in Guna.
Okay.
So, because I chose this because of two reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Guna Yala is actually one of the places that has been really endangered because of climate change. So, right now, the sea level is starting to rise, and some of the islands will disappear. So, they're starting to do the planification of bringing them back to homeland.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's a lot of trouble, because a lot of people live there, and people that really have they don't have the quality of life that they should have, mm-hmm. because of the desigualdad, like, you know, the poverty status. So it's hard, they're having a hard time. And in the book, there's two girls, Laura, which was my mother's name, and Sogi is the Guna girl that teaches Laura, that is from the city. So Laura does not know anything. She's like living in her world. She does not know anything about what's happening in Panama or in the outside the city. So the other girl, Sogi, takes her to Guna Yala, and in the trip, they see the trash, they see the trash burning. They see the turtle with the plastic in the neck. Mm-hmm. They see the trees that have been cut off. So actually, I made it like, I wanted to make it like a social critic book, but really smooth for the children, so they know that, hey, this is going on, and you don't have to wait to be an adult to make little changes, because actually children are so smart. They're like sponges. They already know, like, what's good and what's bad.
And they have a habit of talking the truth as well.
Oh my God.
They don't have a filter sometimes.
I love that, because it's in your face, and if you don't like it, you can't say anything. It's the truth. Mm-hmm. It's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a really nice experience, because I've been going around Panama with this book. We printed it out for free because the European Union... Mm-hmm. Saw the book, and they say, hey, we really want to make this work, and they print it out for free, so nobody had to pay for the book, and it's like an exchange. So we talk to the professors and the community leaders, and we tell them, okay, we can give you, for example, 50 books, but you have to do an activity of cuentacuentos, so that's like when you read the book aloud and you make it, So obviously there's a form, rules, like, you know, you have to have a nice place where the children can read, you have to have somebody that knows how to work with children, and actually it's been great. Like, we have given out more than 5,000 of this book around the country. And now I have really good news. We're going to make it animated for children that cannot.
I think that's great.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm so excited.
But, and also I see you got a good intro here and signed off by Chris Hornet, the ambassador for the delegation of the European Union here in Panama, which is
yes,
nice.
Yes, Chris was great. He's mm-hmm. he's back in Belgium. He did a great job. Like,
yeah,
he really made
him when he's here, yeah.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. it was amazing. So now with the animation, we're going to have children that cannot read and have special needs that maybe can't
all
read
right.
so they can see the movie.
Let's just get back then to what we were talking about just now, and you're going to be doing your animation. Why not, while you're doing that, make some just short 30-second animations that can go on the TV telling kids what to do with rubbish, telling, you know, and things for adults as well, because they're animated, they can be for anybody.
Totally, totally.
You know, and because we are so lacking in... Well, like public information films about so many different things.
Exactly.
Like how to use a roundabout. Okay? Because, you know, the AT&T should be making little movies just telling people how to obey the traffic rules. You know, why do we have a 5-second rule when we come to a traffic light? Okay? You go, it turns red, you've got 5 seconds after it turns red before anybody, and then if you come to the traffic lights and they turn green, you've got to wait 5 seconds because somebody's going to come hurtling past.
Oh, I know that. That's trust me, in the Vespa, those five seconds are life.
Absolutely, life-threatening. But, yeah, but I mean, there is a good vehicle for you to perhaps get some of these messages out, because we need... social education, and as I said, it's not just about stuff for the kids, but it's also for the adults.
Yeah, totally.
You know, in so many different things, not just sort of driving. And I think it surprises me that, you know, we don't really have that kind of information going out.
I used to be surprised, but now I understand everything. There is a very, very slow bureaucratic, not transparent way of handling the money we have supposedly put for education. And that's truth. We still have schools that have their floors are made out of, like, they don't have floors. Like, they're sitting in the floor. And it's really sad when you see these children crossing rivers that are really very dangerous to get to school. So...
No.
For example, yes, the videos are great, and I have some videos, but actually when I made this book, I have to be really honest, I was thinking about the many schools I visited when I was younger, and I used to see the children, like, sitting in the floor, have nothing to eat, and I was thinking, like, I was not an A-plus student. And I had a good life. I had food and I have a roof.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine, like, how could these children come to school with nothing in their stomach and be good students? So it's amazing, but you can't keep making a country convert itself to a better thing if you have children in this environment, because they will grow up to be adults that are not going to be happy or are not going to be useful in society because they have so many healing to do. Because if I would have taken or walked 2 hours to school and cross a river, trust me, Jerry, I wouldn't be here sitting down. I would be probably dead because, for example, so many kids that have died in crossing the rivers. Or it's like we need to understand that there is so much more than the city. And that's the problem, because we are not getting the point that we're very little Panamanians and we have the money to do this, but we need to have, like, an organized plan of how we are going to do this, of how we're going to make the education better. And it keeps on, like, spreading in the years and nothing happens. Nothing gets better, and we have to stand up for that. We really have to do that.
Right. My guest is Serena Van Vass. We're going to take a quick piece of music. We'll be right back.
I'm going on during this time. I feel there's no one to save me. This all or nothing really got away, driving me crazy. I need somebody to hear,
somebody to know, somebody to have, somebody to hold. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you numbed all the pain. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love. I'm going under in this time, I fear there's no one to turn to. This all or nothing way of loving, go be sleeping without you. I need somebody to know, somebody to hear, somebody to have, just to know how it feels. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you help me escape. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pull the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love. And I'd tend to close my eyes when it hurts. Sometimes I fall into your arms. I'll be safe in your soul till I come back around. For now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love, but now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love.
And there we go, Louis Capaldi and Someone You Loved. Time on The Breakfast Show, 9 minutes to the top of the hour. We've got another 9 minutes with my guest this morning, and that's Serena Van Vass, and we've been talking all about all sorts of things. Trying to put the world right here, but we need a little bit more time. But one of the things you're going to be doing is that, you know, not just talking about it, you want to get involved. You're looking at getting into the political scene, sort of gradually, right? What are your plans?
Well, I've decided in the last months to get really into the political scene. And right now, I'm going to say it in Spanish because sometimes my English is not that good. Precandidata a representante del corregimiento de San Francisco. So I'm going to be like the representative of San Francisco. So right now, I'm looking forward to this. I'm in the hardest part, which is to get the signatures, because I'm going independent. I have no political parties. So we have to get signatures to get in the paper, in the papeleta, for the 2024 elections. And it's been like an adventure, because, you know, it's not the same to be an activist or like a lawyer or have an ONG. And get involved into politics is another level. Like, you meet a lot of people, and it's like a chess game. Like, okay, you can say yes to this, but you can say you can't say yes to that. So you really need to be very cautious, because right now Panama is going through a political phase that is very dangerous. Like, we really need to be conscious about the choices we take in 2024, because Panama is not doing that good and everybody's talking about it. So that's why I'm getting involved, because I know my potential, I know the energy I have, and I know how capable I am to I don't think execute is the right word, to ejecutar, to make
But you're right, execute. To execute, to actually make it. It doesn't just mean chopping off the head.
Okay, yeah, I was like, is it chopping off the head? Because I haven't gotten to that yet. So it's making it work. So what the representantes do is like they go and they make the corregimiento be organized and connect with the other ministries that have to do their work. Like, for example, the walking aceras.
All right, well, I mean, here we are in San Francisco. So what do you perceive as our biggest problems?
The worst problems are the walking and accessibility, because people can't walk around. So that brings a lot of other problems, like the parking issues, the traffic. Also, the trash that we were also talking about this before. They don't pick up the trash, so when you go out of your house, what you see in everywhere is trash, and that makes you upset, and not only upset,
that's... But isn't that an individual thing? If there's trash on the streets, it's because people's are dropping it there.
Well, kind of. No, actually, it's because people do not pick it up. I mean, the autoridad does not pick it up, and also, there is not a planned way of putting the trash. Like, for example, we do have days where you put out a trash, but sometimes they don't come and pick it up for like weeks. So that makes a problem, because the bags can be open if there's an animal or there's like maybe a person. The other problem we have is actually the sounds, like the sounds of some restaurants or some bars are getting really high, so people are like, it's like 1 p.m. and you have this really loud bar, and there's people living in the building besides it, and that's not good for us. It's not fair. Another thing we have is like we don't have light. Like when you walk around, you don't feel safe because you think you're gonna get robbed, and that's the truth.
Well, some of it is improving. I mean, we've even sort of noticed that, oh gosh, it's bright, especially around here, because they've replaced the lighting with LED lighting now, which is a lot more
here,
bright.
Here, in our streets.
Well, not just here, but when we've been around the area. But the thing is, I mean, one thing you mentioned, which is sidewalks, I think that's very important, because walking here is almost as dangerous as driving here, because the pavement is broken. We walk along and there's a bloody great big hole in it because there's a cover missing or something.
Exactly.
But, you know, where I used to come from, if that was in the street, you would sue the council. You would sue the council for making it dangerous. But the trouble is here, there is so much confusion about who is responsible for the sidewalks. It should come under one entity. It shouldn't be the responsibility of our building or your building or whatever. There should be a control, because if you want tourists to come, they want to walk.
They want to walk.
All right? And, you know, put new pavements in. Put little plaques around telling people where they are and what they're looking at. And
it's basic. It's like if you actually see the presupuesto that we have, like the assigned money that we have for every corregimiento, San Francisco could be a shining star. And we also are the corregimiento that injects more producto interno bruto. Sorry if some words I don't know how to translate. But we have a lot of economic, we are adding a lot of economy to the state. And they should be really responsible what we do with the taxes. Going back to the taxes thing, like if we are paying taxes, we should see where that money is going. And you can't walk without seeing a hole. And it's funny because on the other day I saw a hole and they put like a plant inside the hole. So I took the picture and I sent it to my cousin in Europe. I'm like, hey, you know what? How could I ever not laugh at me living here in Panama and you could never see that over there? Just
hey, it's green.
It's green. It's sustainable, but it's not supposed to be there.
But on the other hand, if you go around the corner here, if you go straight across from here into there's a hole in the middle of the road and they put a red cone in the middle of it.
I took a picture of that red cone also because, I mean, like they say, sometimes it's better to laugh than to cry, but we really need to get to step up the game. That's why I'm going, I'm giving it a try. Actually, it's been, I don't want to say fun because that's not the word, but very different from what I'm used to. Mm-hmm. I'm getting to know a lot of people. I'm getting to know a lot of intentions because, you know, you can see a pre-candidate and they really talk nice and you see them promising, but the actual truth is, you can't promise things that you can't actually do. Mm-hmm. That's why it's important people.
Well, if it's out of your control. I mean, exactly. It might be, you know, because, you know, who is responsible for the sidewalks?
Well, it's half and half. So you have a Ministerio de Obras Públicas that has the money to do it because every year there's an assigned money, presupuesto, to do infrastructure. So what has the Junta Comunal or the representante has to work hand by hand and be very intense that the money that is being assigned to that the sidewalks is executed the way it is. The problem is that there is no interaction whatsoever with the other ministries. For example, if there is a water problem and it's throwing out water, it's not only the responsibility of the representante, but of the IDAN, and they have to work together to fix that problem because it is supposed to be a shared responsibility, but they don't interact with the other institutions because there is no digitalist, like, they don't want to work with technology because when you work with technology, all the bad things you're doing is in front of you.
Well, Serena, wish you all the very best with all your endeavors. I mean, you've got so many things you're juggling right now.
Yes.
And the book is brilliant. And I look forward to seeing some of the animations when they come out.
I will send them.
And thank you very much. And keep in touch with us and come back and let us know how things are going. I'll come and knock on your door. I know where you live, I believe the expression is.
Yes, we're neighbors.
Serena Van Vass, my guest this morning. That's brought us up to the top of the hour. We're going to take a little call sign, and we'll be back. If you missed it at 8, you got it at 9. The local news.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
And I tell you what, don't forget with our friends at Encuentra 24, if you have got a car to get rid of, you want to sell it, then remember, every six minutes, someone buys a car on Encuentra 24. You've got more than 5,000 cars to pick from here in Panama. If you put yours on there, well, that's 5,001. And do it quickly because they go fast, all right? Encuentra 24, if you publish it, they buy it. So remember, every 6 minutes, someone buys a car. Got one to sell? Put it on there. Okay, it'll do all right. I'll tell you what, something else to do with cars. Well, if you've got a car which is 2010 or newer, perhaps you just bought it from Encuentra 24 and you'd like to have it checked over, don't forget, if you've got a car 2010 or newer and get in touch with our friends at Valley Motors and just say that you heard me talk about this on The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, well, you will get a free full inspection of your car. The actual value is $50. All you've got to do is contact them today on their WhatsApp number, 64310419, and say, hey, I heard that offer of yours on The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. And they'll take your name and give you a booking. 64310419.
Valley Motors.
It's morning radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
There we go, my guest coming in soon, Amanda Chu. still plenty more to talk about this morning. 15 minutes, by the way, after the hour of 9 o'clock, if you keep an eye on the time.
Oh, Melodie auswendig kann. Und du, ich frag mich nur, warum gehst du nicht dran? Ich seh in der Zimmer, da brennt noch Licht. Ich ruf dich an, doch du meldest dich nicht. Ich weiß genau, dass du zu Hause bist. Und ich hätte dich nicht gern durchs Telefon gekriegt. Linda, ich ruf dich an, oh Linda, du gehst nicht dran. Linda, ich muss doch reden mit Linda, ich ruf dich an, oh Linda, du gehst nicht dran. Linda, ich muss doch reden mit dir, oh, 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 mit dir. Alle sagen mir, es wäre vorbei, da wäre keine Chance mehr für uns zwei. Ich glaub kein Wort von dem, was sie mir erzählen. Ganze Zeit, da kam an uns keiner ran. Du warst so schön und gingst an meiner Hand. In deinem Zimmer stand die Zeit für uns still. Und ich ruf dich an und du weißt, was ich will. Linda, ich ruf dich an. Oh, Linda, du gehst nicht ran. Linda, ich muss doch reden mit dir. Oh, oh. Linda, ich ruf dich an. Oh, Linda, ich muss doch reden mit dir. Oh, oh, oh.
There we go, two in a row. That last one, the Ace Cats and Linda. Before that, Wake Up by the Arcade Fire. Listening to The Breakfast Show on 89.3 Cool FM. I tell you what, one more piece of music and we'll be right back with my guest.
He was on his way home from Campbelltown. Been 2 weeks gone and he thought he'd stop at Webb's and have him a drink before he went on to her. Andy Wolo said hello. He said, hi, what's doing? Wolo said, sit down, I've got some bad news that's gonna hurt. He said, I'm your best friend and you know that's right, but your young bride ain't home tonight. Since you've been gone, she's been seeing that Amos boy say. Now he got mad and he saw red. And he said, boy, don't you lose your head. Cause to tell you the truth, I've been with her myself.
That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. But don't trust your soul to no backwoods of a lawyer. Cause the judge in the town got blood stains on his hands.
Well, Andy got scared and left the bar, walking on home cause he didn't live far. You see, Andy didn't have any friends and he just lost him one. Brother thought his wife must have left town, so he went home and finally found the only thing Daddy's left him, and that was a gun. He went off to Andy's house, slipping through the backwoods, flowers and mice, came upon some tracks too small for Andy to make. He looked through the screen at the back porch door, and he saw Andy lying on the floor in a puddle of blood, and he started to shake.
Georgia Patrol was making their rounds, so he fired a shot just to flag him down. A big belly sheriff grabbed his gun and said, why'd you do it?
The judge said guilty on a make-believe trial. Slapped sheriff on the back with a smile and said, "Supper's waiting at home and I've got to get to it." That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Well, don't trust your soul to no backwoods southern lawyer, 'cause the judge in the town's got bloodstains on his hands.
Well, they hung my brother before I could say the tracks he saw while on his way to Andy's house and back that night were mine. Body that'll never be found. You see, little sister, don't miss when she aims her gun.
That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Well, don't trust your servant, no backwoods southern lawyer, 'cause the judge in the town's got bloodstains on his hands. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Well, don't trust your southern old backwoods southern lawyer, 'cause the judge in the town's got bloodstains on his hands.
There we go. That was Reba McIntyre and The Night the Lights Went Out. Sounds like Panama, doesn't it? It's time to welcome in this part of the program my guest here on The Breakfast Show, engineer Amanda Chu.
Hi, Jerry. Hi, everybody.
It's nice to have you with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure for me to be here with you today at The Breakfast Show.
And did you sort of have to travel far this morning? Because my last guest only had to come from Sonesta, which was about two buildings up.
No. I'm pretty near. I'm actually in Marbella.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. So.
Oh, so fairly close.
Yeah, it's very close.
Oh, good. So you, and Yasmin says you are walking.
Oh, I had to park on the next street.
Oh, no, you're lucky. You're lucky. We normally tell people park in Cologne, get the train across. It's quicker. Anyway, look, lovely to have you with us. And candidate for president 2021-23 at Procipa.
Yes, actually, so on August we finished our first year.
Okay.
Then we're beginning our second year now.
Right, right.
So it's the first time in a Procipa that we have a board of director, mm-hmm, that runs it for 2 years.
Oh, okay. Good idea. Good, because I mean, you know, if you're just doing it 1 year, it's, yes, a little bit difficult to get things going, because you get somebody new coming and say, "Oh, well, I think I'll change that." You know, mind you, it wouldn't be a bad idea with politics, but that's another story. So yeah, no, that's good. 2 years, it works well because you get plenty. You can actually get things done.
Yes, that's correct. The previous board of directors, they were pretty hectic because they only had 1 year.
Exactly.
So yeah, for this term, it's a little bit more easy, mm-hmm, you know, to plan and to execute the project.
And tell me, Aprochipa exactly is what is its function?
So Aprochipa has its name in Spanish, mean Asociación de Profesionales, mm-hmm, Chino Panameños, so the Association of Chinese Panamanian, mm-hmm, Professionals. Mm-hmm. So we develop initiatives based on the cultural promotion of the Chinese and Panamanian culture, how, mm-hmm, they mingle.
Mm-hmm.
Then the second pillar is the professional development, not only of the members, but also of the community in Panama, mm-hmm, to support on the education. No?
Right, right.
And then the last one is just to activate social welfare activities, no? Just to help the most needed people and most, mm-hmm, needed communities across the country.
Oh, that's nice. What are some of the projects that you've been involved in?
Well, actually, we usually support, there is a kids' Commodore in Veracruz.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so we usually support them with different kind of domination, books,
yeah,
food.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We go there and do some workshop with them. Across the year, we also do some professional workshop. We name it, mm-hmm, Aprochipa Professional Workshop.
Mm-hmm.
And they have different themes. So, and actually now we're going to be activating Apro Week.
That's right. That's it, yeah. Exactly.
So that's our main event under the professional development pillar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what sort of, within the professional group, what kind of businesses are involved in that?
Oh, so our members are part of different industries. So mm-hmm. you have businessmen.
Right.
You have people from corporate, from United Nations members as well.
Oh, excellent.
You have
yeah.
people from mm-hmm. marketing and PR. You also have doctors, mm-hmm. vets. So you have a lot of different professionals.
Scope, yeah.
So that it's pretty good just to do networking,
mm-hmm.
to get along, to get to know different people, discuss different topics, and it's a really good group.
You know? And your Aperitif a week. I mean, what do you try to accomplish in that? We've got the program. We'll talk about the program in a minute. But you do this every year?
In Aperitif week, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
This year is the third edition.
Mm-hmm.
It came reality on 2020 in the middle of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So during that time, the topic was Panama towards successful recovery, because we were willing to give back hope to people
right.
just
mm-hmm.
looking forward what's going to be after pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Then last year was about entrepreneurship.
Right.
Okay, so mm-hmm. if you're in the middle of the recovery, what are you going to do, how you can do it, how you can do on your own business,
mm-hmm.
and support those professionals that have been doing entrepreneurship.
And how did you guys cope, actually, I mean, through the pandemic? It was so difficult for everybody.
Well, you had to innovate.
Yeah.
You had to innovate, I can say that. And all the in-person events, so we mm-hmm. had to do it, well.
So did it virtually.
Yeah, virtual. So mm-hmm. it was a change
mm-hmm.
because as an association, you are used to go to activities, donation, and all that kind of
right,
stuff
exactly.
in person because
mm-hmm.
that's the nature
mm-hmm.
of the group. So well, you have to motivate and you have to innovate.
Yeah, I mean I'm the guy. I mean because as you can see, I mean I'm fortunate. I don't have to go far to work, and so we were able to continue. Through the pandemic. But before the pandemic, I thought Zoom was something you did with your camera. And now it's become a sort of staple of our lives, isn't it?
Yes, that's correct. You know. Yes, that's correct. So what we're going to do now is that we alternate. So we had one general meeting
mm-hmm.
on Zoom and then one general meeting
right.
in person.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah.
we're doing that.
Oh, excellent. All right. Well, we're talking with Amanda Chu. And we're going to be talking about the APRA week, which is coming up. We're going to take a piece of music right now. This comes from The Cardigans. Oh, keep you warm.
Yeah.
And there we go. That's Loveful from the Cardigans. And time, if you keep your eye on the time, we're 23 minutes. That's before the hour of 10 o'clock here on 89.3 Cool FM. And from Aprochipa, we're talking with engineer Amanda. Oh, somebody's at the front door. That'll be the gas people, yes. they're doing the gas in the building. So, right, 55 years, Aprochipa. That's quite an accomplishment.
55 years in Panama, yes. We have done a lot of initiatives in the social welfare, welfare, and then this is our third year activating APRO Week.
Right.
It was on the table for several years, and then it came real in 2020, in the middle of the pandemic.
Yeah, yeah.
And you believe that? In the middle of the pandemic, it came real.
I can believe it. I can believe all sorts of things with the pandemic. They ruined everything, didn't they? And I mean, I don't know about you, but I mean, I think back to when we were actually the sort of the lockdowns. I mean, it's like a bad dream, isn't it? That, you know, you could only go out for an hour.
Yes.
And stand in line outside the supermarket. So, you know, you met a lot of people though. You saw the same person every week. Hey, where are
yes,
you?
Yes,
you know?
Yes, exactly.
So 55 years, celebrating 55 years. We got, APRO Week. Tell us about your plans. Cause it's 3 days.
Yes, so APRO Week is going to be on from next Tuesday, the 13th, September 13th, until Thursday, September the 15th. It's going to be taking place from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's going to be virtual sessions on Tuesday and Thursday.
Okay.
And then on Wednesday, and it's the first time that we're going to have an in-person workshop.
Ah, okay, excellent.
Yes, so it's going to be the first time for us doing that. Well, I invite everybody that's listening to us. The topic is liderazgo en acción, leadership on the go,
yeah.
I would say.
In action,
leadership in action. And we have master coaches and Alex Rodriguez from Team Success in Latin America.
Mm-hmm.
We have Daniel Castell, who is the author of the book Trasciende, and also Patricia Sanchez from La Buena Nota.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a senior consultant human resources.
Mm-hmm.
And also we have our famous Cristela de Gay.
Mm-hmm.
She's a consultant and strategist on corporate image.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have a closure event, several leaders of global corporations, such as Ricardo Niles from Adidas.
You got quite an impressive list.
Yes, and Ricardo Chavarria from Hero Digital, which is agency that is located in San Francisco, California, and they are expanding globally now.
Mm-hmm.
So we have, we're pretty lucky to have them also on the forum with us.
Mm-hmm.
Chia Sham, who is the head of financial services for the Immigration Agency of United Nations. So we have a lot of background on all these kind of different leadership methodologies. And it's Sherry that she's going to be joining us from Chile.
So
she's a motivational speaker for women because she's a leader on logistics and operations.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously a sector that is dominated by men, not by women.
Mm-hmm.
And to finalize, we have Francisco Santolo, and he's the CEO of Scalab. And he's very famous. He has been in several well-known seminars. And actually, in 2017, Forbes recognized him as the hacker of the startup.
Oh, wonderful. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so we have excellent speakers. So I invite you guys to join us.
Mm-hmm.
And the best thing of all is that it's through Zoom and it's free of charge.
Oh, okay. Excellent. I know somebody will be listening in the other room. Somebody. And tell me, on Wednesday, this is the one that's going to be in person.
Yeah. Correct, yes. So on Wednesday, it's going to be at the Executive Hotel, El Hotel Ejecutivo. We're going to have a workshop, in-person workshop. It's going to be the first time that we're doing something like that.
Mm-hmm.
The workshop's name, Toma de Decisiones y Resolución de Problemas.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be led by our master coach, Alex Rodriguez, and he's the master coach and founder of Team Success in Latin America. He's a very well-known person on the sector.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be lucky that we're going to be having him and guiding us on the different tools, methodologies, and how you can elevate yourself as a leader using those just to have a better understanding of the business and how you should take and best decisions with your group.
Okay. I mean, it's interesting because, I mean, I was sort of in quite a lot of business here in Panama when I first came here in your business, but Things have changed, haven't they, so much now with leadership and with what's going on because of the changes in technology.
Correct. Well, yes.
You know, I mean, this is a big thing now. I mean, you're not anybody if you're not on LinkedIn, you know.
Yes.
And do you sort of, how do you deal, you know, within your organization and with your people, the changes in technology? Do you sort of ever cover that as a sphere within yourselves when you meet?
You mean what we have done, how we have innovate? Well, before we used to have a couple of years ago, we used to have printed newsletters.
Right.
Now we're gonna actually virtual, and we're having also podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
We are using Zoom a lot.
Right.
A lot, I can tell you. A couple of years ago, when we were discussing how to activate AproWeek, we were only thinking about, okay, which is going to be the venue?
Mm-hmm.
Which is going to be the best venue? Mm-hmm. We need to go to the hotel, we need to go to the salons, and so that. And then on 2020, when Sandra Sheehan was in charge, she was the president of that term, she said, no, we're in the middle of the pandemic, it's our chance. Let's do it through Zoom because people are going to be connected. I mean, people are at home.
Sure.
So that was the moment. And then that's how it was born.
I mean, out of that, because a lot of people I've spoken to, they did the same thing. And, you know, where they found that before the pandemic, you know, they had their nucleus, say, of people involved, Panama, whatever. But they found now through the pandemic and using Zoom, that now they continue and they still use Zoom because they've got so many more followers now across the globe.
Yes. I mean, it's an opportunity and it's an advantage because if we were not used to use Zoom, let's say, we wouldn't even think on having a virtual forum where a speaker from Chile was going to be online.
Sure, exactly.
So now it's an advantage because then we can connect and then we can invite so many people from different countries at the same time.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's the common day now.
Yeah. All right, well, we're talking with Amanda Chu. We're going to take another piece of music, and we will be back. Keep an eye on the time, 16 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. We're on 89.3, of course, called FM. Here's something from the Poppy family.
Which way is going, Billy? Which way you going, Billy? Can I go with you? I really love you, Billy, and all this time
there we go, that's it. Which way are you going, Billy? And it's the Poppy family. Keep you an eye on time. We're just 12 and a half minutes before 10. My guest with me right now from Aprochipa is present, and it's Amanda Chu. And we were just talking about, I was asking about links or support you're getting with the Chinese embassy here in Panama. It's pretty good.
Yes, they are extremely close friends. They are very supportive to any of our cultural activities. So every summer we activate the Festival de Cometas y Panderos, which is very well known in the country. And they are one of our main sponsors of the event. Since it's a cultural event, so we present to Panama and to the community the tradition of flying kite.
So
flying kite is it's a very important tradition in China. So we have a lot of support from the embassy. We are very, very grateful with them.
I remember it was an event a while ago. Well, I can't remember if it was before or after the pandemic. I think probably before that, but it was at Soho Mall. And they actually were showing, there was somebody there showing us how to make kites. You know, putting them all together. Because it's quite an art. You're an engineer. They have to work.
So actually, for the festival, we have different in-person workshop just to show how to make a kite. And actually, I'm going to take the opportunity. I'm going to say that on early October, the first and the second, we're going to be with our kites workshop at Expo Manualidades.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, excellent.
So, yeah, that's going to be in Albrook Mall. So anybody that would like to know how to prep a kite are more than welcome to join us.
Okay, excellent. And let's just remind, now, tell me, who would your APRA Week, who is this really going to sort of, the sort of audience which is aimed at?
Well, it's free of charge, so it's open to...
So it's open to anybody.
Yeah, it's open to anybody. Obviously, it's more targeted to any business owner, to any professional that is looking forward to polish their leadership skills.
Right.
And also for college students.
Of course. Excellent. So, yes. Yeah, that will work well. Yeah, super. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to put this on our website today as well, so people can go and see exactly what's happening. We'll put a couple of links. And... hopefully it's going to be good. You have to come back and tell us next time we've got an event coming up as well.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Jerry. Yes, and if you want to know a little bit more of details to the event, you can go to www.aprochipa.org.
Okay, perfect. And by the way, because you were saying there's another event you do where you give give things to women for the babies.
Yes. So that's part of our traditions, just to commemorate the anniversary of the association. So every year we go to a hospital and then we donate presents to the new mothers.
Oh, lovely.
Yes, that's part of, it's a tradition that we have been doing for the last 54 years. On Sundays, 55 years.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. Well, look, Amanda, thanks so very much for coming in and chatting with us. And we wish you all the very best. And you say, do keep in touch with us. Let us know what Aprochipa is up to.
Thank you so much, Jerry.
All right. Lovely to have you with us. Amanda Chu with us here on this morning's breakfast show. And we've got time to, I think, squeeze one more piece of music in. It comes from Paloma Faith.
Only love.
That is Honey Love Can Hurt Like This, and that was Paloma Faith here on this morning's breakfast show. And, well, that has just about brought us to a close for this morning. What a busy little morning. What a fun morning. Very nice. Big thanks to our guests this morning. And it's Amanda Chu, who was just with us, president of Aprochipa. And we'll have some information about that, of course, on our website today, thebreakfastshow.com.pa. And a big thanks to Serena Van Bass, who was with us in the 8 o'clock hour today. Wonderful little book she's brought out. And say that's so free. We're going to put, and it's going to be some animated ones coming out. And also, of course, aspirations of entering the world of politics. Somebody has to. So big thanks to both my guests. Also, a big thanks to Intrepid Outdoor reporter Ingrid for her story, our everyday story of country folk this morning. To Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, my producer, my co-producer Neil Danby, and of course the boys and girls at Tegrupa Grad who keep us up and running in the mornings. And not forgetting a big thanks to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us on the Breakfast Show. Don't forget, if you want to join us, want to advertise with us, want to sponsor us, we're always looking for good people to look after us. So yeah, all you got to do is drop us a WhatsApp, 677-188-22, 677-188-22 WhatsApp, or you can call 223-5162 and Yasmin will be happy to help you. All I got to say is that remember what I want to be doing tomorrow morning here on the Breakfast Show. I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. So make sure you look after yourselves. Don't get into any if you're driving. Alright, mind, so I always say, you know, but tell you, mind out for the holes, alright, if you're driving. And, really, I don't want you to go down a hole. I want to be talking to you tomorrow, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.